A civil war is coming.
50% of Americans expect another civil war in the next few years, according to a study done by UC Davis.
And honestly, I don't even think you needed me to tell you that. You can feel the spirit and you can see the sentiment of the American people rising all around the country. You can see the spirit of division. You can see the spirit of chaos just going all around the country. This election season, a civil war is coming.
Bill Gates says a civil war is coming. Bill, I can only assume you're talking about a civil war between the left and the right.
Second Edges 13 and 31. Look at this. They will begin to make war against one another. Look at this. City against city, region against region, nation against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, region against region, which means state against state. Do not California my Texas. You ain't heard them say that. Don't California my Texas. They ready to kill beyond that. They see you riding around in a Tesla. Look at these Californians. They're coming in here. They're bringing their values. They're coming in here to Texas and they're come on now. The Bible foretold that this is exactly how it would be. Don't bring your New York values down here to Florida. Coming in here with your liberal progressive. Come on, somebody. The Bible literally foretold that it would be exactly like this. Second Edges 13 and 31. They will make war against each other, city against city, region against region, which means state against state. A civil war is coming. A civil war is coming.
The second civil war is about to pop off. It's going to be tyrants versus patriots.
Revelation 6. And 3, when the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, come. Then another horse came out, a fiery red one. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth. I know y'all see all peace has been taken from the earth. I've talked about this before. You can't even go to a restaurant right now. Everybody on the edge. They running in the back. You can't even get service. Nowhere you go, you can't get service. I was signing up to take online classes and the counselor ain't got no patience. And, why you didn't write me back and email me? Everybody's patience is gone. Oh my God, you try to check in at a hotel and the hotel clerk flipping out. All patience is gone. Peace has been taken from the earth. And I know you know what I'm talking about. I know you see it at work. I know you, anywhere you go in this world, you will see that peace has been taken. People do not have no patience. Everybody is tense. Everybody is on the edge. But the Bible says that his rider was given power to take peace from the earth and to make people kill each other. Go look at the numbers. You ain't got to ask me. Go look at the numbers. Since 2020, homicides are up through the roof. Suicides are up through the roof. Every time I look on the news, there's another teenager that killed himself. God, I'm preaching to somebody right now. But most importantly, what I want to say is nobody wants peace right now. Nobody wants peace. I've been talking politics a lot lately. And I was talking to this lady about the Democrats and Republicans and just telling them how I was on both sides of the aisle and how I have noticed that they're not too far apart on most issues. But during these times, in these last days right now, if you notice, it seemed like you would think they were miles and miles apart on every issue. And I was talking to her about certain issues and about how they could easily come to a compromise on so many different things I had noticed that I just noticed since I was on this side and I was on that side. Now that I can see that it's just all a scam, I can see, wow, they fighting over nothing. But I can even tell as I was speaking to her, she didn't want no peace. Oh, God, I hope y'all hear what I'm saying. Both sides, literally, look at this, Democrats and Republicans, both of them are fighting for different versions of America. They want two different versions of the same country. A civil war is coming. A civil war is coming. That's how the first Civil War happened, when they wanted two different versions. When you have two different ideals, make America great again. When was America great? When you have two different versions, we want this version of the country, we want this version of the country. Do not bring your San Francisco values down here to Texas. You know what I'm saying? When you got two different ideas of what the same country should look like, oh my God, I'm preaching. A war is coming. Matthew 24 and 7 says nations will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. And all these are the beginning of birth pains. I'd be shocked. I'm telling y'all, I will be absolute floored if America makes it past this 2024 election cycle. We ain't seen nothing yet. I'm always early with the prophecies. You ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till we get into August. Oh my goodness. It's finna be a fool. Okay. It's finna be a fool. I promise you, it is finna be crazy. They just had Trump here in Nevada and Kamala Harris. Both of them were campaigning here. And they put some of their supporters on TV to let them talk about the rallies and this and this and that. And I swear to you, you would think for a fact, you would think that this was like a UFC fight or that this was, you know what I'm saying? You would think that this was two people going to battle against two sides, about to go to battle against each other, because there is no compromise. Both sides is painting the other side as their enemy.
I just saw a video of a guy with over 1 million followers talking about how inevitable civil war is and that it's definitively going to be red versus blue, and that he's willing to take a bullet in the center of his eyes for his beliefs, his constitutional rights, and that they are under attack by, he said, those people.
I seen a post on Fox News the other day that literally said verbatim that Joe Biden is the enemy of the American people. How do you think the Democrats feel about Trump? They already say he a fascist. They already say he a racist. Now, how in the world can you elect a racist? If you believe, if they believe with all their heart and soul that he is a racist, now if he becomes president, then what? If the other side believes with all their heart and soul that this guy is the enemy of the American people, now he becomes president, now what? The country is about to be more divided than it has ever been in the history of the world, and that is with the loom of war in the Middle East behind. War with China in the background. War with Russia in the background. Oh my God, I'm preaching to somebody right now. High inflation, which is going to cause a famine or food shortage. Earthquakes in various places. A civil war is coming. And I'm giving you this message to prepare yourself. A civil war is coming. It's coming this year. I'd be shocked if it didn't come this year. I know you feel it. Oh God, I know you feel it. 2 Kings 13:31. Look at this again. They will begin to make war against each other. City against city, region against region, nation against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There's a spirit. I don't know if you noticed, but Ron DeSantis, who is the governor of Florida, and Gavin Newsom, who is the governor of California, had a debate. What is two governors debating over? Y'all in the same country. Do you see what I'm saying? Region against region. Oh, my God. You don't hear what I'm saying. Y'all don't see it. I hope you see it. It's clear as day. That Civil War movie trailer. They got the Civil War movie, you know, the trailer out. And in the trailer, the guy says, you know, the guy has this gun held on these people. And they say, hey, man, we're Americans. And the guy that's holding the gun on them says, what kinds of American? What kind of American are you? Oh, my God. That is the exact sentiment. I'm telling y'all, y'all about to hear me and hear me good. That is the exact sentiment of America today. That is the exact sentiment of the entire world today. This ain't just America. It ain't just like regional, meaning it's just here in this country, or national. This is international sentiment as well. Look at Israeli Israel. They have actual Israelis, Orthodox Israelis. I'm talking about with the fringes. Well, you know, they wear the tassels. But with the long beard, the Orthodox Jewish getting thrown on the ground by the Israeli police because they're saying to them, well, what kind of Israeli are you? Just like the American guy, the guy holding a gun on them and saying, what kind of American are you? They're saying they're the type of Israeli that's saying they want the ceasefire in Palestine. So they're saying, you want a ceasefire in Palestine? So then we're going to kill you then. I might have to put a video in it, but it might get banned if I put that in here, showing how they over there throwing their own people on the ground, kicking them and stomping them, throwing them out. They throwing rabbis out on the street. Because they're saying, what kind of Israeli are you? Just like they gonna say, what kind of American are you? Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Oh, Lord, I'm preaching right now. 2 Ezra 13:33. And when all the people hear his voice, every man shall in their own land leave the battle that they have one against another. And a mutable multitude shall be gathered together as thou sawest, willing to come and to overcome him by fighting. This is continuing in 2 Ezra 13. I'm reading the whole chapter of 2. I'm not reading the whole chapter, but I'm reading bits and pieces of 2 Ezra 13 because it talks about the last days and the end times and how this civil war breaks out. But then after this civil war, right, all the nations are fighting each other, Iraq and Iran and China and America and, you know, Britain and, you know, Europe and Russia, all these nations, everybody's fighting each other. But then this black man come out the sky. No, I'm playing. But no, I'm not playing. I'm serious. I don't want to throw that in there on y'all. But I'm saying then Christ comes out the sky, a black man, right? Yeah, they'd be cool if it was a blonde-haired, blue-eyed dude. They probably keep fighting. But a black dude come away and say, well, Everybody stop. Well, who the hell is that? You see what I'm saying? Because if a white dude came, they probably say, okay, he coming to help us. But when the black dude come, they all stop. That's literally what the scripture says. They stop fighting each other and they all go to fight him. The only way they all finna stop if it looked like something that they didn't expect. If it looked like the blonde haired, blue eyed dude that's on everybody's wall, everybody say, okay, that's the Jesus we know. But if it looked like a black dude that looked like me with all power and glory in his hand, they're going to say, oh, my God, we better stop. We better look for him, because I guarantee you, if he looked like me, he ain't coming to sing Kumbaya. He going to be pretty pissed off. Y'all can fight each other off of y'all little squabble, but what about what you did to my people, the oppressed people, the afflicted people, mistreated for 400 years? I don't even give a damn what y'all fighting about. I want to talk to y'all about what y'all done did to my people. Now, hey, stop. Hey, our little problems don't matter. Let's go after him. That's exactly what this scripture is saying is going to happen. Revelations 19 and 19 confirmed that same thing. Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to wage war against the rider on the horse and his army. The beast and the kings. The beast is America. The kings is the rest of the earth, because they're going to give their power over to the beast. Oh, my God. First, they're going to fight Mystery Babylon, who I already told you was Mystery Babylon. I ain't finna say it again because I ain't trying to get banned. But first, they're going to fight Mystery Babylon and destroy her. Once they destroy Mystery Babylon and the Federal Reserve, an international monetary fund, because they're going to be fighting each other, then they're going to all destroy Mystery Babylon. And then that's when Christ's going to come, and then they're going to all try to fight him. But the Bible says that he shall overcome them. A civil war is coming. A civil war is coming. Which side are you on? Are you on the side of the nations, or are you on the side of our Lord? Oh, my God, Christ Jesus. I keep talking about this because we need to come out of politics. Politics is just divisions. Politics is just a trick by the devil. And as you can see in the scriptures, that no matter if Trump wins or Biden wins, the nations eventually fight against Christ. I hope you hear what I'm saying. No matter if Trump wins or Biden wins, America eventually goes against Jesus no matter what, and goes to fight against Christ no matter what, no matter who wins. The Bible literally says that no matter who wins, whether Trump or Biden, which I believe in a moment that we're going to lie for the last Trump, we'll talk about that another time, but no matter which one of them wins, they're going to turn and fight Christ. So that means that you have to come out of her and come out of her, my people. Remember when I said that? You have to come out of her, your mind, your thoughts, your energy, your loyalty, your devotion, voting, your devotion to politics, your devotion to him or her or whoever you're standing with or whatever values you think you believe in based on whatever political party you are with. You have to come out of it, and your values have to be with Christ, with God, his laws, his commandments, and his statutes. And the Bible has prophesied, of course, that God, Christ, will destroy them. 2 Esdras 13 and 35, and obviously this is in many, many other scriptures. He will take a stand on top of Mount Zion, and the new Jerusalem will be seen by everybody. It will be completely and fully built, just as you saw in your dreams, but not by human hands. Look at this. Then my son will condemn the nations for their godliness. Oh, my God, this is so good. He will confront them with the wicked plans that they have made, and also with the torments that they must endure. So there's torments that they must endure, the trumpet judgments, the bowl judgments. So he's going to confront them with their wickedness, and they're going to also get the torments that they must endure, the trumpet judgments and the bowl judgments. Then he will easily destroy them by means of the law. He will easily destroy them. It won't even be a competition. A civil war is coming. The Most High does not desire for you to perish along with the nations, but God desires for you to be saved. This is why he gave me this message, to warn you, to alert you. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's Romans 12 and 1, right? 12 and 1, 1, 1 through 3. Do not conform to the patterns of this world. The patterns of this world is politics. Everybody is picking a side. The battle lines are being drawn. You must come out of her. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. To be renewed is not to be on either side. Lord, I was dedicated on both sides. Nobody remembers that. People only remember when I was with Trump. But nobody remembers when I was with Obama. I was the vice president of the Young Democrats at UNLV. It's a fact. Shelly Berkeley, all the people that's out here in Vegas, Shelly Berkeley running for mayor of Las Vegas right now. I got pictures of me and her. I got pictures of me and Harry Reid. The airport out here is named after Senator Harry Reid, former Senator Harry Reid. He's passed away. Okay, so I was a diehard Democrat too. People don't remember that. They don't remember when I was there at the Trump White House. They don't remember all the stuff what I was doing with the Democrats. Lord, I'm preaching to somebody right now. The point is, I was on both sides. I was dedicated on both sides. Oh, God. Conformed to the patterns of this world. I was in this world. Ah, it's like when you go to an Instagram story. I started to realize how Instagram is the devil, how it sucks you into the story. It's like when you get sucked into one of them stories on your news feed and on your TikTok. You get sucked into the story. That's why it swirls like that, because it brings in your soul. Do not conform to the patterns of this world. Do not be involved in this world. Come out of her, my people. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. To be renewed by the renewing of your mind is not to be involved in it at all, not have loyalty to neither side, but to have loyalty to Christ and Christ alone. Both sides want war. Both sides. If you can't see that, you're a crackhead. Both sides want war. Literally, let's just take the war in Israel. Who want war? Who want that? Both the Democrats and the Republicans. Let's see the war in Ukraine. Who want that? Both Democrats and Republicans will swear up and down they don't want the war in Ukraine. Shut up. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Your politicians do. You crazy? They all bloodlust. They all bloodlust. And then if you don't want the war in Ukraine, you just don't want it because you don't want to see a bunch of white Europeans be killed. But then when it comes down to the war in Palestine, them brown kids kill the hell out of them. That's how you feel. It's crazy. It's insane. It's insane. It's anti-Christ. Oh, my God. Both sides want war. But we, as believers in the Most High, as followers of Christ, Christians, and as God's chosen people, we are called to seek peace. 2 Esdras 13 and 39, you saw him gather another great crowd of peace-loving people, the peace lovers. The peace lovers shall be saved. You can keep reading the scripture and then show how the peace lovers shall be saved. Those calling for a ceasefire shall be saved. Those desiring harmony and unity shall be saved. But look at this real quick, 2 Esdras 13 and 49. Now, when he destroyed the multitude of the nations that are gathered together against him, he shall defend his people that remain, because the scripture in 2 Esdras 13 talks about how the peace lovers are going to be saved and how they're going to be gathered. We already know about it, you know. look, Revelation 17. Revelation 7. I said, then I saw a great multitude that come out of every tongue, tribe, and nation. So they're about to be gathered, right? God's chosen people. I'm saying, now that we about to be gathered, Lord help me, right? Lord willing, we about to be gathered and come out of every tribe, tongue, and nation. But look at this. This is what's so deep about this scripture. Because this says that even those that remain of us, God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Most High, we thank you. Christ, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you. It says that, look, Revelation 7 says that a great multitude is going to come out of every tongue, tribe, and nation. And, you know, even Christ said he's going to gather us from the four winds of the earth, bring us out of every tribe, tongue, and nation, right? But look at this. Look at this, what this says in 2 Esdras. It says that even those of us that remain amongst the nations that are going to be destroyed, it says that God is still going to defend you. God is still going to have mercy on you, even if you end up somehow staying in America. Oh, my God. Even if somehow you end up still in Britain, even if somehow you don't end up coming out in time, God said, I'm still going to defend you. I'm still on your side. Oh, Lord, I thank you. God, I thank you.
Hey, if you haven't already, send your tithe, offering, or donation to Cash App, $Leo Dunson, or also to leodunson.com/donate, and may the glory of God and his blessings be upon you.
So whether you are gathered or somehow you get left behind, remember that movie? Whether you are gathered or somehow you get left behind, God, Lord, we thank you. Most High, we bless your high holy name. Christ Jesus, we are so grateful for your sacrifice. Lord, we thank you. Oh, my God, Most High, we don't deserve your mercy nor your grace. Mm-mm-mm. We praise your high holy name, and we honor you above all things. It's in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Receive this message, y'all, in Christ's name. Shalom. Shalom. Talk to y'all soon. Shalom. Shalom. Thank you for tuning in to Leo Dunson Ministries on YouTube. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
For exclusive content, please go to leodunsonministries.com. Hey guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. If you haven't already, send your tithe, offering, or donations to Cash App, $Leo Dunson. You can also go to leodunson.com/donate. I believe in the Most High God's laws, commandments, and statutes, and he has commanded us to send a tithe, to send a tenth of everything that we earn. And God has said that if we follow his laws, commandments, statutes, that we will be blessed, that we will lend and not borrow, that we will be set high above all nations, and that our hands, anything that we do with our hands, it would increase. and it would be blessed. If you believe God, then follow his laws, his commandments, his statutes, and we are commanded to tithe. So send your tithe, your offering, or your alms, or your donations to Cash App, money sign Leo Dunson. You can also go to leodunson.com/donate, and may the glory of God and his blessings be upon you. Shalom.